Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of The Ox, where I bring you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom, no bullshit, no topic off limits. Without further ado, let's plug in. What advice would I give to myself? Getting uncomfortably honest. Giving advice to yourself is one of the toughest things to effectively do. Most of the time, it's horseshit advice because we're biased. We don't see the flaws and mistakes we've made from the perspective of other people. We live trapped inside our own egos, sugarcoating the truth to make ourselves feel better. You do it, I do it. In a way, our egos and our optimistic, overinflated opinions of ourselves allow us to function. It would be hard to get out of bed in the morning if you were relentlessly smacked in the face with everything that was wrong about you. So we go to others for advice, but even that is sometimes shaky. People are afraid to tell the truth. Maybe they work for you and want to get promoted. Maybe they have something against you and are overly harsh. So how the hell do we get good advice? There is a question posed by James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, in a recent issue of his 321 newsletter that I wanted to get into, and I believe this provides a good format to give advice to yourself because you're actually not giving it to yourself. You're giving it to someone like you. And this is the question that James Clear poses. He says, quote, "If you met someone exactly like yourself, with the same experience, same resources, same problems, what advice would you give them?" If you met someone exactly like yourself with the same experience, same resources, same problems, what advice would you give them? I like this because it frames, it takes you outside of yourself. When I try to give advice to myself, it's like I have this weird voice within me that's also trying to perceive me and the things that I've done and give advice based off of that. But when I think about myself like another person, where there's someone else walking around with my same experiences, same resources, same problems, done all the same shit I've done, done all the things right, all the mistakes, all the fuck ups, same family, same situation, money, problems, more money, more problems, all the same shit. If I saw that other person walking down the street, yeah, it would be weird to see myself. It would freak me the fuck out. But it makes it easier to give advice because it's like I'm not saying it to myself. It takes the ego out of it a little bit. And so I want to explore that. I want to actually see if I met someone exactly like me, what advice would I give to them? All the same things I've done, all the same dreams, all the same failures. And I came up with three things. I could have come up with 100, I'm sure, but I came up with three that I wanted to get into at a deeper level. And I also encourage you to do this for yourself as well, to make a list of things that you would tell someone else who is exactly like you, because I think it can be helpful. So here are the things that I would tell someone who is exactly like me. Same experiences, same resources, same problems. What advice would I give to them? I would say, one, you need to stop believing in your own genius. And you need to stop believing in your own genius as a podcaster. You're not that good. You started 2.5 years ago. Others have been doing this work for over a decade. So shut the fuck up and do the work. That you aren't as good as you think you are. You've gotten some people that are prominent in their industries, whether it's music or writing, you've worked hard, you've gotten a bit lucky, you're still building your platform. Don't believe your own genius because you're not really that good. As soon as you start to believe your own genius, as soon as you start to believe in your own greatness, that is where your creativity dies. So never forget that. Never shy away from doing the work. Never shy away from doing the research for podcasts. Never shy away from the actual grit and daily routine, don't start to believe that you've reached a level of success where you no longer have to work. You're not there yet. And if you think you're there, that is when you start to put out shitty content. So don't do that. That is advice number one I'd give to someone, because I need to hear that. Someone like me, because I need to hear that as well. I think I'm better than I am. And you do a few things well and your ego starts to swell. And you forget that the reason you're so good is because you do the work and you don't listen to the opinions of other people, whether they're good or bad. You do what excites you. And you do the fucking ins and outs of it every day. So that is advice number one that I need to hear, that I would tell someone that was doing the same things as me. Number two, I would say to someone exactly like me, in the grand scheme of things, you don't really know what it's like to struggle. You were born in Long Island. You were born into a two-parent household who supported you in every way possible. You don't really know what it's like to struggle in the grand scheme of things. Sure, you have gone through struggles in your own life that, and those are not diminished. You have gotten a few surgeries. There's been a lot of pain throughout your baseball career. You learned that baseball is not going to be a source of income for you, and it's not going to pan out how you thought it would. So you found podcasting. And yes, that has been a struggle. That has been a source of pain. Answering the call when your childhood dreams of becoming a baseball player don't come true and you hit a bunch of speed bumps along the way, you've been through anxiety, you've been through panic attacks. Here's the thing though, there are people around the planet that have it much worse off than you. There are kids younger than me that are walking miles for water every day. There are people in the armed services younger than me and just in general, getting their limbs blown off, fighting for my freedom so that I can live in a country with free speech like the United States and record a podcast. There are people dying of diseases in painful ways. There are people that just got a shitty luck of the draw genetically that got cancer from a young age or some disability, and their lives, their quality of life is significantly worse, much worse than mine, and they are struggling through that in ways that I will never be able to imagine. And I hope I never experience it firsthand. So you have not struggled as nearly as much as other people have in the grand scheme of things. And remember that. And because you've been dealt such a lucky hand, you have a responsibility to not be a piece of shit, to not get caught up in the numbers or the money or the whatever, and make a difference in your small part of the world. Not just releasing content, but actually traveling the world, exploring the world, experiencing the full spectrum of human emotion, joy, and suffering, putting yourself in positions of suffering so that you can understand at least what it's like to go through that sort of pain for a short period of time. So that's my second piece of advice. You have struggled and you don't really know true struggle, true pain, true suffering, because I've won the fucking lottery with the life that I was born into and the situation, country, family, the privileges I've been afforded. There are people that out there that are much fucking worse than me. Number three, I was feeling a little bit lighthearted, funny, you know, kind of poking fun with this last one, but it's honestly a serious thing. And number three, I would say, because this is I said I would get uncomfortably honest. I would say number three is you are not that good looking. I know you grew out your hair in quarantine and it's flowing and looking sexy, but the looks you pride yourself on so much will eventually fade one day. Sure, it's great to want to look good. I love looking good. I love dressing well. I like taking care of myself. That is something that I take pride in. While you do that, though, don't neglect developing yourself as a partner, as a brother, as a son, as a human being overall. You are not that good looking. There are other people out there that also look good, that also take care of themselves. Stop looking at yourself in the mirror. Stop checking yourself out. Stop being obsessed with your long hair because you grew it out a little bit in quarantine and now you're feeling yourself. There are more important things to worry about than how you look. Yes, you're right. The people that say it doesn't matter how you look are naive because in reality, this is a world where we judge each other by appearances. I love looking good also. That's just something that's exciting to me. I care about fashion. Remember, though, that it is not the only thing. This will fade one day. So do not neglect the development of your character, the development of yourself, while you are also keeping yourself sexy. So that is my brutally honest advice I would give to someone that is exactly like me. I would say you need to stop believing in your own genius because you're not that good. In the grand scheme of things, you don't know what it's like to struggle and put yourself in positions of struggle on purpose so that you can experience the full spectrum of human emotion. And you're not that good looking. So, yeah. That is the advice I would give to someone exactly like me. Same experiences, same resources, same problems. I'd highly recommend writing this out and, you know, think of 3, 4, 5, 10 things you would tell someone like you. Thank you, James Clear, for this question. If you want more questions like this, check out the 321 newsletter by James Clear. And if this podcast has helped you in any way, share it with a friend. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Hit us with a rating on Apple Podcasts. Hit us in the comments. This helps us appear higher in searches so more people will find out about us. And you can also join the Patreon, $5 a month, patreon.com/Augzoro, link in podcast description if you want. There will be an extra AUX episode every week and early access to the guest conversations on Augzoro. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.